Hey family, what's good? You know, one of the greatest gifts of life is to be able to be in a place where you understand that nothing happens without you. Like, nothing really happens without you. You have to make a decision that you are going to take control of your time, your effort, exactly what you want to do, and do everything in your power in order for you to get what you want. And there's a lot of things in life that will come upon you to try to stop you to get what you want. People will be one of the biggest obstacles, because, you know, the biggest one could be the very first thing or the first set of people that you have in your life, your family. And when you know you've got something that you want that your family can't give, you're going to have to go and trust God to give you a new family. You're going to have to step out and find a new circle, a new family of people that would love you and trust you and believe in you and want to support you and pour into you. And sometimes your own family don't have that to give to you because they themselves never had it themselves, or maybe they themselves don't even know how to give it. So you have to go where you can find those people to be able to pour into you and to bless you and trust you and really believe in you. And that's how you would find the family that God has for you. And family is who I believe, anyway, that really wants to see you win. Those are your family. People that want to see you become a champion. People that are willing to invest in you. And I say, go for it. Like, anywhere you see that people are willing to invest in you and help you to elevate, those are your true family. So, you know, you are responsible once you have the understanding of life. Like, you are responsible for what you want, and responsible for the choices you're going to make in order to get what you want. And you can't wait on nobody to tell you, yes, you got to go and do this. Yes, you got to go and do that. And I think a lot of times that some of the things that stops us from actually going after what we want is just the simple fact that we don't believe that we deserve it. We don't believe that we can get what we want, because everybody around us has never get what they want. They probably have settled in your family. Like, nobody is willing to go and be the first. But I'm going to tell you, it's okay to be the first. It's okay to be the first to make a big jump, to change your legacy and your dynasty and understand the value of you. And when you understand the value of you, you just have to be you and love you. Like I said in my book, you just got to be willing to go after what you want and do everything in your power, and don't let nothing stop you. Don't let anything stop you, regardless to the fight that you have to make to get it. Like, you just have to ask yourself, is it worth it? Like, what would change in your life if you were willing to go and get that PhD? Like, if you were willing to start that business, if you're willing to go after that dream, like, what would your life be like if you actually stepped out and say, I'm going to go after it. I'm going to go after what I want, and I'm going to do everything in my power to get it. I want to do everything in my God-given power that God has given me to get what I want. And once you understand this, that there's nothing in this life that can stop you. Like, nothing can stop you. You know, I remember, like, laying on the bed in hospital, and, like, doctors say, look, I don't know how you're going to pull this back, because you're too far gone. Your sugars are off the scale, like 102. Crazy. Like, you're supposed to be dead, you know. But I realized that me making my comeback and me knowing what I want, I knew what God wasn't done with me yet. I had to continue to do everything in my power to live this life and to take care of this life and to make it be the best, so I can go make my mark in the world, so others could know that if I can make it, they can make it too. So the question is, you got to really ask yourself is, how bad do you want what you want? Like, seriously, you got to ask yourself, how bad is it that you want what you want? And what are you willing to do to get what you want? And are you valuable? Are you worth it? How do you see yourself? Because I think that's sometimes the biggest problem is we don't see ourselves as really flying first class, or see yourself being in VIP, or see ourselves, you know, having the best. And that is why, because we settle. And we probably settle for a mediocrity relationship with our wives, with our husbands, or, you know, with our family members. You know, the bottom line is you got to really know that you are the one that can change your life, or you are the one that can actually go after what you want. Like, nobody else can help you to get that, you know. So for me, I'm going to tell you, like, I always say this, like, you can start from zero. Zero is where it's at. Like, zero is one of the most important numbers in the number line. Like, you have to understand that you can't have one before you have zero. So it's okay to have zero. Like me, I've started from the bottom. I started from the bottom when everybody was laughing at me, calling me names, cyberbullying me. I've been done through that road. Like, teachers would try to count me out. I've been down that road. But I understood that it came to a stage in my life where I had to look at myself and ask myself, like, Gershom, is this going to be your life? What you going to do to get what you want? And what are you going to go through to do everything in your power to get what you want? So I'm saying this to everybody, man, like, for real, you know. Life is full of challenges. Life is full of obstacles. And let me just say this, you know, regardless to the life that you choose to get what you want, to become successful, to be able to make your mark, regardless to what you choose to do, whether you want to choose to be great or you're going to choose to be average, life will come at you anyway. Life is going to come at you and give you, like, lemons, and it's going to be difficult. You just got to make lemonade. I know you heard this before. Like, you just got to, you have to make a decision. Like, am I just going to live an average life and take what given to me? Or I'm just going to decide, you know what? I'm going to go get up, set my goals, and make a decision to go after what I want and let nothing stop me from getting what I want, because I am valuable enough to get what I want. And that's the attitude you got to have. That's the mindset you have to have. You got to have. So, you know, for those of you who don't know and never been told that you can have a great life if you choose it, let me be the one to tell you that. Let me be the one to tell you that regardless to what life offers you, if you settle for being average, then you're going to get average lifestyle. You're going to get average, you know, low-hanging fruit. Like, you're going to get what is just given to you. But if you choose, which you have the power of choice, you have the power of making the decision that, look, hey, I'm going to go after the best. I'm going to be the best. I'm going to rock with the best. I'm going to be in the circle where I see myself to be a champion, to be a winner, and find those people to run with me that want to be champion just like me, and stick close to them. And that's how you win. Like, that's how you make your mark. That's how you become phenomenal. Like, everybody counted me out when I started in the game of inspirational, motivational speaking / being a keynote speaker for everybody. Like, I wasn't getting bookings. I just turned up on social media, like Facebook, said, hello, I'm just going to put it out there in the world. Like, I'm going to just go and speak. If I met somebody at a bus stop, I will speak. I will empower them. If I met somebody in the shopping mall, I will speak and empower them. Like, wherever I go, regardless to what situation I'm in, I'm going to speak life into someone, and regardless, they're going to know my name. And that was it. I just decided I'm going to show up and make free videos on YouTube. That's what I did. Like, not being consistent and being specific and deliberate. And, you know, by the grace of God, I know that I'm slowly making my mark. And that's how greatness comes. You just have to show up in your true self regardless. Regardless to what the naysayers may say. Regardless to what your haters may say. Regardless. Like, you know that God chose you. Like, God said to you, son, I give you this dream that you're going to be a multimillionaire and you're going to be able to save lives. You're going to be able to bless others with what you have. You're going to change your legacy. You're going to change your dynasty. You're going to do everything in your power to get the life that you want. And it's up to you to believe that you can have it. Like, that's it. Like, there's no other thing. Like, that's it. Like, you're going to have to just believe that you can have the life that you want and then do everything in your power to get it. It's that simple. So you have to just be you and love you. Like, just make up a decision in your mind that I'm going to be me and love me. And that's what I did. That's what I did. So, you know, even if I don't have the network, like, I don't have no friends or people that are millionaires, or, you know, I don't have nobody that wants to invest in me, I would prefer to be alone than to be with average people. Like, yeah, you just have to understand that until God sends you the right people that want to pour into you and bless you. That's it. And are you willing? Because that's going to be the hard part. Like, that's going to be your biggest struggle. Like, when they just hanging out at the bar, or probably just hanging out, just smoking weed or just chilling out, doing nothing with their life. Like, you know, you don't want to be in that circle. You want to find people that are actually iron sharp, or irons, like they talking about stocks and talking about investment. And you want to be around people that want to really pour into you. Then you just have to make that decision. Like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to find the people that really wants to pour into me. Or I'm just going to go alone. And knowing that you're never alone, because God is with you. And because God values you and see that you value your time, value your circle, God will bring the right people in your life to bless you. That would help you and to improve your life. And that's the demon part. That's the part that, can you be in your space alone when you know that your circle of the people that, you know, that you go to don't give you anything or don't pour into your cup. They don't pour into your cup to bless you. They don't pour into your cup to give you something valuable so that you can improve your life. Like, can you be alone? And that could be your biggest fight. That could be the biggest fight you have. And some of you don't know how to fight that fight because you think you can fight it on your own. Like, but I'm going to tell you how I fight that fight. I go to nature. Like, I go for long walks. I go, you know, to the gym. I focus on me and building my core and making my strength become so strong that I'm capable of attracting what God wants from me and take care of my temple that God gave me. And when I'm able to do that, then I'm able to see what God has for me, and God blesses me with that. So I don't know, like, you know, this one right here, I just want you guys to know that you are a champion, and you definitely have the power to be able to have what you want. And there's nothing in this life that you cannot have if you really make a decision that, look, I'm going to get it regardless. And believe me when I say this, that God wants to bless you. God wants to give you everything you ask for. That's what he says. He wants to give you the desires of your heart. And whatever your desires of your hearts are, just remember that, you know, God is with you. And his grace and mercy is sufficient to sustain you. And he called you king. Like, he called you a king. He called you royalty. He said, you're my child. Like, come on, man. You are blessed and highly favored because you're royalty. You can get what you want. Like, the king comes with the kingdom. That's it. It's a fact. So if you're a king, go be the king that you are. If you're a queen, go be the queen that you are. And just know that it comes with the kingdom. It comes with the responsibility of the kingdom. So if you believe that you can have it, if you believe that this is what it's about, then I'm telling you, like, stop thinking about it and just go for it and go get what you want. It's that simple. I love you guys, man. I hope you enjoy this one. It's your boy, Dr. G. Love Motivator, Gershom Allen. I'll catch you on the next one. I'm out of here.